Hi, this is Amy from Public Safety Canada. October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and the Royal Canadian Mounted Police have some important reminders for us all to stay safe online. I'm here with Tom Pownall from the RCMP's Technological Crime Branch, and I'm going to ask him a few questions about cybersecurity. Tom, you're a specialist in technological crime. What are some of your observations about cybersecurity?
Well, what I think is important to note is that cyber criminals can use the internet to communicate, plan activities, recruit, raise and launder funds, and commit crimes online. For law enforcement agencies, that means that employees must be trained, resourced, and equally skilled at using the technology to prevent, detect, and investigate cybercrime. We make every effort to stay ahead of both the criminals and the technologies they use.
So why should Canadians be aware of cybersecurity?
Well, today's cyber criminals can target thousands of potential victims virtually anywhere in the world with near anonymity. Our email can be infected with malware, which is malicious and unwanted software or program code, and it can be distributed broadly across the globe in seconds. The effects can range from being just minor temporary disruptions or annoyances in how your computer functions, or to being a vehicle for more serious crimes such as online fraud, child exploitation, and other crime types such as organized crime and national security threats. That's why it's important that domestic and international law enforcement partnerships are developed and maintained in order to prevent and prosecute cybercriminals. And that's something I believe that we help to achieve here in our program. The RCMP has integrated tech crime units across Canada with staff that are trained, equipped, and ready to respond to cybercrime.
That's a good lead into my next question. What are some of the biggest challenges you face in combating cybercrime?
There are a number of cybercrime challenges. Today's criminal can use advanced technology to conduct criminal activity with rapid, secure global communications across international borders. That brings technical, legislative, and jurisdictional challenges. Interestingly, one of the most significant challenges is that the public can help us by getting past their reluctance to report cybercrimes. People are often reluctant to come forward with alleged cybercrimes because they may be embarrassed at being deceived in something like an online fraud. Businesses can also be uneasy about reporting these crimes, and sometimes that's to avoid the perception that their network has a security vulnerability. It's important to us that these crimes be reported so that they can be investigated and the offenders be prosecuted. I believe that an effective prosecution serves as a strong preventive deterrent.
What can people do to protect themselves?
Well, the public play a key role in protecting themselves. They can protect their computers and their businesses from online criminal activity. There are some simple steps that they can do, like keeping their software updated or installing antivirus programs and firewalls. If they take a few minutes to become better informed about protecting their computers, their information, and their family, they can go a long way to protecting themselves. I would suggest that they visit publicsafety.gc.ca or call 1-800-O-CANADA to get information on Cybersecurity Awareness Month. I would suggest that they make sure that they report cybercrimes such as network intrusions, data theft, denial of service attacks, identity theft, online fraud, any cybercrime to their local police.
Thanks very much for your time today. This is Amy from Public Safety Canada reminding you to stay safe online.